Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Sometimes a school is incredible and you can't quite explain it, so you try is Hampton High. This is Hampton High, the podcast that asks the question, what about WTF with Mark Maron, but for my school? I am Hampton McKelvey Jr., and I am talking to Rockville Prep's most interesting student, staff, and all the above. Rockville Prep, go Skunks! Hello, everyone. Once again, Hampton here, talking to you, all of Rockville Prep, and probably the world at this point. We've done a few podcasts, and our, like, viewership, I guess, is what we'd put, listenership is what we'd say for podcast, has been growing exponentially, which is so incredible that, like, the school and greater community of Rockville loves us, and, like I said, the world will soon follow suit. Before we get going, I just wanted to shout out to the freshmen really quick. The freshmen have been killing it today in particular, and for you guys who are not at Rockville Prep and don't know what's going on, basically, the lunch people are betrayers and have gone on strike. They went on strike for, like, not a paycheck, but for, like, I think it's, like, insurance, which I don't understand why you can be striking for insurance. I feel like you have to strike for, like, pay or whatever, but, like, anyways, like, I don't want to talk about them because, like, they left us in the lurch, but the freshmen stepped up and literally cooked lunch for the entire school and serve it to the entire school, and the food was straight up delicious. Like, that's amazing. It was Mrs. Hecht, who actually was the one who organized the whole thing, and so shout out to Mrs. Hecht and getting the freshmen involved and giving us all such amazing food and making up for the fact that these lunch people don't really care about us more than they care about, like, I guess car insurance. I don't know. This is a school, not Geico. So I want to thank everyone for listening. I want to thank our guests right here. We've had a lot of interesting guests these past few episodes, people from, like, different walks of life than me, your host Hampton. This guy is just someone I can, like, I want someone who I could just talk to, someone I could just shoot the shit with, someone I could just hang out with and have an easy conversation, because these last conversations have been, as you've heard, like, you know, things, and I just want something easy. So I want to give it up for my good friend, Parker Krill. Parker, how are you, my man?
Oh, I'm so good, Hampton, man. Thanks for having me.
Dude, I am so happy you were here. Someone easy to talk to. And I guess we are kind of from different worlds because I play lacrosse and you play football. So those are a little bit different cultures. And somehow we have figured out how to make that work for us.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like those two teams, they don't intersect a whole lot. You know, we practice on different fields and stuff like that. But yeah, we share, like, some sort of sensibility that
definitely
brings us together.
I think it actually has to do with the aggression and passion that we put into the physical act of the game. Like, this isn't tennis where we're, like, hitting a ball back and forth. You know, this is where bodies are clashing into other bodies, and those bodies have metal on them. Those bodies have, you know, you guys the helmet and we have the sticks, and we have the helmet as well. We are clashing into pads, we are clashing into the grass, you know, like, there is a physical violence and physical intensity that makes lacrosse and football actually kind of similar sports.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I've never played lacrosse, but I've seen you guys work, and it seems like everybody has a lot of heart.
Oh, definitely. I mean, and I try to say the same thing about football. I mean, I wish I could play football, but I just, like, don't really have the build for it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it totally depends on, like, what kind of position that you want to go into. But, like, yeah, a lot of the guys are pretty big.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And you are, dude, and may I say, you are toned as fuck. You are, like, oh, and don't worry, we can curse because, like, they'll just edit it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they'll bleep the curses later, so no worries.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, man.
Fuck.
Don't go crazy.
Okay, yeah.
Dude, so how are you? Like, I actually feel like we haven't really seen each other since last weekend.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've been good, been busy with practice, work. I got that, that, you know, history paper coming up. You know about that, Miss Shields.
Yeah, Miss Shields. She cracks the whip, man.
She certainly does, man. And the timing's just, like, not great. But, like, I'm, you know, I'm doing it. I'm staying afloat.
Yeah, I hear you. Like, I remember one time at a student council meeting, there were someone brought up, oh, if you were in the play, you should be able, like, to not do homework for the week leading up to the play. Because they're like, that hell week is what they called it.
Oh, yeah.
Which, like, makes sense. Like, I get it. You're putting a lot of time into it. But, you know, I brought up the point, if that's true, then, like, student athletes who are literally doing hell week every week for an entire season should also have no homework, which doesn't make any sense. So, like, how can we have the theater kids get those kind of privileges and athletes who are, like, doing more for a more stretched out period of time? Like, it's just not fair, you
right
know?
Yeah, no, I get it. Everyone's busy. It's an imperfect system, and I don't know that I feel like the staff is trying their best to, you know, have work-life balance and stuff like that.
Oh, exactly. Like, no shade on the teachers in any way, just like, you know, how we all deal with the workload that's given to us, you know.
Yeah,
but at the party you were like crushing a few. You're sure. Crushing a few. You're a little getting drunk.
Yeah, well, it's a weekend, you know, I can loosen up a little bit.
Yeah, man.
I just know that I'm gonna put in the work to, you know, sweat all that out. Yeah, the next dude. Morning.
And I believe, can I just say, you were texting Melissa, right?
Yeah,
you were texting Melissa. So how is that going? You know,
it was going okay.
Okay, you know? you comfortable talking about that on the air?
Yeah, why not, man? Why not? Hey, tell you what, if it went poorly, I probably wouldn't. But like, it's going pretty good with Melissa. Yeah,
dude, that's fucking rules, man.
Yeah, for sure. We're gonna probably gonna go see the new Pacific Rim.
Oh, nice, dude.
Yeah,
that first movie was like so much fucking fun in the theater. You know what I mean?
It was wild. Oh yeah, and you gotta see it in the theater too, because it's just bigger and better and louder.
Yeah, to me, it's like a smarter Transformers. You know what I mean?
100%.
Like, Transformers is sort of like a kid stuff. Pacific Rim is like, I don't know, like adult fare. You know?
Yeah, 100%. I, you know, it's like, Transformers is based off of toys.
Yes, and this is like they're making toys based off this. So like one the toy is like the toy become movie. That's, you know, and the other one movie become toy. So that is already showing you that there's a power difference in those two, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Fantastic. So I wanted to ask you, you know, because obviously you're a big football guy. Obviously you are. Texting Melissa, I can't say dating.
not yet.
Okay, but you are a bit deeper than that, because you are actually not only of the sports guys I know, but in the whole dang school, you are like a music guy. Like, you love music.
Yeah.
And you have like a good taste in music. Like, you know bands that I've never heard of in my fucking life, and then I listen to them, I'm like, oh, these guys are amazing, you know?
Oh yeah, thanks. Yeah, I don't know, I just like it, you know. I can't play anything.
I can play guitar.
That's awesome. Yeah, man. I'm so jealous.
Yeah, you could do it, man. And with that taste in music, you'd be like 10 times as good as me.
I don't know. I feel like it's a language, and I just like missed out on learning it, you
definitely
know?
I mean, you didn't miss out, but it's definitely a language.
Oh yeah, well, you know, who knows? I'm busy to pick it up. Maybe sometime down the line if I, you know, time frees up. But yeah, right now I just love like listening to music and discovering new music. And, you know,
who have you been listening to recently that would blow my mind?
Have you heard of like Modest Mouse?
You showed me Modest Mouse in the car once.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's the band that was, I'm really good at remembering lyrics. It's like, Bobby Boy is mean to me. We did bad machine. Goes to the reservation. Drinks get mean. Stomped in the air and points to the sky, saying, God, if I have to die, you will have to die. That was crazy. Yeah. Like, what was that?
Yeah, it's wild, man. That's his name's Isaac Brock. He's the lead singer, and he just has like these wild lyrics that they're like kind of, they're sad and they're angry. But they're also like, they're beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
And it's like just such like a raw sound, especially on the earlier stuff. Like, that's from
you're a fucking hipster, dude.
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry to say, you're a hipster, man.
Don't stop it, dude. It's like, I guess I'm a hipster if I say that, but like, it's true with these guys. It's not true for everybody.
You know who that's actually true for? you'll make fun of me for this, the hipster that you are. But like, I was listening to Coldplay, that album. Oh, what's it called? It's the one with it's the one with green eyes. You know what I'm talking about?
Maybe
the one with clocks.
Oh yeah.
Rush of Blood to the Head.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That album actually rules.
Yeah, cool. Oh, I haven't listened to it like a bunch. I know like the main songs. I think is that like the Scientist.
Yeah, yeah.
That's exactly. A pretty crazy music video.
It's beautiful. Oh my god, you should actually listen to it. As like a music guy, you should actually listen to the Coldplay.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
Okay, cool, man. That's fantastic.
Yeah, know? I like that that Viva La Vida album. That was cool.
Oh, I listened to that album, but I love that song.
Oh, you haven't listened to the album? You should definitely check it out. It was produced by Brian Eno, and I don't know if you know him, but he's like,
no, who's Brian? Who's that?
So he was in like some like a pretty big band in like the 80s and stuff, and went on to like produce like U2 and, you know, Coldplay, now some like pretty big names, and he does like really good work. He has a really good ear.
Okay, a good ear. Okay, well, I have got a pretty good tongue for talking.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Nice, nice.
Yeah, dude. Okay, that's awesome. So you've been listening to a lot of cool music. You're obviously a hipster. You play football. So like, how is that all going to work in college? You know what I mean? Like, what's cool about Rockville Prep is that we're so accepting of everyone of all stripes and all shapes and sizes. But like in college, like to be like a football guy, you know, playing on a football team, like you can't really be like a music hipster at the same time. So like, how do you feel like once you graduate, you're going to make that sort of lifestyle work for you?
Actually, I'm not going to be playing football in college. I didn't want to do that. I wanted to like focus on my studies and stuff because I don't really see like a future in football and stuff. I don't think that's a good idea.
Not a future in football.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Yeah, not for me, you know. I actually, you know, with all the recent stuff that's come out about, like, head injuries and stuff, the CTE, it just seems like a really bad time. It seems kind of unethical to, you know, have kids play football. And, like, I'm not trying to, like, hold my parents or anything, or, like, anyone else's parents who, like, didn't know stuff before, but, like, I would never let my kids play football.
Back up. Beep, beep. What... You are really good at football and you love football.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I mean, I love it, but...
But now you're saying that it is, like, unethical to play? Is that only in college, or is it? Are you, like, breaking the law right now by playing?
No, I mean, no one's breaking the law or anything. I'm not saying that it should be illegal, but, like, I just don't think that... I don't think, one, it's healthy. Especially in college, but, like... In the pros, too. I mean, those guys hate each other hard. And, you know, the life expectancy for those guys is, like, dramatically, like, lower than anyone else in any profession. It's, like, 57 for, like, offensive linemen and stuff because they just get hit and hit. And
I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not going to go boo-hoo for people who are, like, paid millions of dollars for playing a game that they enjoy playing. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't really, like, I get what you're saying that people get hurt. Obviously, but like it's a sport where people get hurt. So like, how is it unethical when it's like baked into what that sport is? Do you know what I mean? And they're already being paid money for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I feel like, you know, a lot of these guys were like kind of ushered into it, shepherded into it. You know, a lot of these guys didn't have a whole lot of other options. You know, athletes, a lot of them come from like, you know, like low income households and neighborhoods and stuff like that. Not all of them, but like some
of
them.
You can choose whether you play a game or not. Like, I don't have to play chess. You know, I choose not to play chess. Sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, kind of. I mean, no one's dying in chess, you know? There's no scientific studies about the negative effects of chess and stuff.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So, like, what? okay, so you're protesting this? Like, are you protesting football? Like, I don't get this. No offense. Like, maybe I'm being a little aggressive, all right?
No, it's
I'm just
okay.
a little confused, like, where you're coming from here, because you are a guy who plays football, you are a football player, and now you're saying that football is unethical, and that doesn't make sense to me.
Sure. Okay, well, let's put it at the college level, maybe, because that one I think is, like, super problematic, because none of those players get paid, and you know? Some of them get scholarships, but at what cost? They're putting their, literally their brains on the line every single day. Every single day those guys have to practice, you know? And they make no money from it, but the universities, they're making hundreds of millions of dollars. The college football industry is a $1 billion industry, and those kids see none of it. And a small fraction of them, small fraction of them ever see the professional league. So,
but those who do make millions of dollars, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but like, you know, is it worth it for those few to get $1 million so that they can go on to continue injuring themselves so that some kids, you know, go on and maybe they have enough time to focus and get like a good degree? But like, I don't know, these university college teams, they demand a lot of these kids.
Okay.
It's kind of like an indentured servitude.
What?
You know what I mean? Because they like have to put in the time. They get these scholarships, so they're forced to play so that they can stay in college and finish their degree, you know? These scholarships are, you know, for a lot of people, like my family is lucky enough, like they're going to be able to support me to go to college and pay tuition and stuff. And, you know, but
yeah,
like,
mine too.
Yeah. And that's tight. That's awesome. But like a lot of kids, like, they're just football's their way into college to get an education, you know?
I mean, people go to the army to get an education too, and you're not anti-army, are you?
I mean, wow, that one's tough, dude. I'm anti-war, I think.
I mean, everyone's anti-war, but like sometimes it's necessary.
Sure. I mean, like, yeah.
You're a football player.
Well, I mean, I'm more than a football player, you know?
I mean, yeah, you like music, but like...
Right now, I'm a football player, but like when I'm not playing football, like I'm just, you know, I'm just Parker, you know? Just Parker Krill, high schooler.
Yeah, okay. So like what do you suggest? I mean, are you suggesting that there be no football or professional sports? Like that doesn't seem very realistic to me, you know? Like that doesn't seem like what is possible. Like I'm all about progressive change. I'm a capital D Democrat, you know, and I believe in progressive causes. But like the idea of like boycotting football, which is sort of what you're saying, you saying like you are not taking your talents to college means you are like you are boycotting your talents. What's that supposed to do? Like no one, football's not going to stop because you don't play. Do you know what I mean? Like it's not realistic.
Well, I mean, you only say that it's not realistic because you're thinking like everybody else who says it's not realistic. But like if everyone did like I did and just like stop playing football because they value their health more than, you know, some stupid game, you know, entertainment, then like change could happen, you know?
Stupid game.
I mean, it's not like I didn't mean to sound so judgmental. It's not, but it is a game, you know?
Why are you being mean? Why are you being mean to me?
I'm not, I don't think I'm being mean to you.
You're like sort of like spitting in the face of like what I do and who you are.
Well, I mean, maybe you got to ask yourself like why you identify with this idea that somebody has to be so like committed to their one identity, one aspect of themselves. Like, maybe that's why you're offended right now.
I feel like I've had a lot of, like, really eye-opening conversations in this room, but, like, I was hoping this would just be, like, an easy one, you know?
Sorry, dude.
Maybe we should, like, talk about music again, right?
Yeah, okay, sure. What have you been listening to lately?
Guess I've been listening to a lot of Gambino recently. Childish Gambino.
Oh yeah, cool.
Yeah. His name is actually Donald Glover, the actor.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's Childish Gambino. He's like they're the same person. Which I didn't know before, which is like sick.
Oh really? Yeah.
Yeah. And I just like I like not his albums, but just like I've been like YouTubing his freestyles.
Oh, cool. They're good?
They're amazing. He's making them up from the top of his head and like in a studio, so you know it's real. And like you see his brain work, and it's like, it's so smart. Like, I wish I could do that, you know? So I've been listening to that. I've been listening to Dispatch, obviously.
Hey, I'm sorry, man. I don't want to cut you off, but I feel like I'm gonna regret it if I don't say it. I do think that like this college football system, like another problem with it is that it's just built on this like capitalist structure. You know, everyone's just trying to make money okay. from these people, like this the working class essentially of these students who are putting in all of this work and seeing so little of any benefit from it. And it's just like, it's just one aspect of this country that's so broken, you know? Like the healthcare system is another thing, which is also just a symptom and a product and at once of this capitalist structure that has just been, you know, building and building and building to this point where it's like, I don't know, is it everything too big to fail? You know, I feel like our government is just like they put a gun to our heads and they said, like, give us money and like we have to do it. But like, I feel like I'm sick of that, you know, which is why, like, I don't know. I love I love this Bernie Sanders guy who was running for president, man. And like everything that he spoke to, I think he spoke to like a lot of like young people who feel the exact same way. Like, I don't even know if I'm ever going to own a house. I don't know if you're ever going to own a house.
I will own a house, dude.
Well, I mean, you think.
Why would you say that? Okay, so like, okay. Number one, like this whole capitalist, like, is evil thing. Great, like, I get it in theory, but like, it doesn't make sense in reality. Like, how else are people going to make a living? Number two, gun to the head. I mean, if you are being a communist, don't you want to be anti-gun as well? And now you're saying gun to the head. Three, like, to say that I cannot, like, own a house is, like, fucking offensive, dude. And like it's kind of like bullshit. I like Bernie Sanders. Like, cool. I was like down for him. I'm more into Hillary Clinton, obviously. I'm more into anyone who like is a reasonable fucking candidate. And I like what Bernie said, but he wasn't being reasonable. And to say that I'm not gonna own a house is like pathetic, dude. Like,
but is it reasonable to like just accept things for their face value without even questioning them? I mean, look at the strike, man. The lunchroom strike and all the lunch staff.
I would love to look at the lunch staff strike. Let's talk about it, dude.
Let's talk about it.
Please.
They're fighting for insurance. You know how expensive healthcare is? And if you have to do that without insurance.
They never said healthcare. They said, sure, it could be car insurance.
There's no way it's car insurance.
It could be car insurance. Do we know?
I'm like 99% sure it is not car insurance. I don't know in what world that people would ever strike for car insurance.
Okay, no, okay, fine. It's health insurance. It's health insurance. And you think that's an okay thing for them to not come to school and feed the people who pay for their salary? Like, we pay to go here and to pay to eat lunch, and they are reneging on that contract, so they should get more for that? Like, what are you talking about?
I mean, if I have to miss having chicken nuggets for a week so that they can afford to go to the doctor and take their sons and daughters to the dentist and things like that, like, I have no problem with that. I have absolutely no problem with that. And I would feel bad eating, you know, the mac and cheese or the roast beef special or anything like that, knowing that the person serving it to me, the person who put a whole lot of blood, sweat, and tears, a whole lot of heart and love into this food, knowing that they're going to go home and like wake up and be like, I don't know, if they had an emergency that they wouldn't be taken care of.
Dude, why is that our responsibility? Like, they are making us not their responsibility. They left us in the lurch. They left all of Rockville Prep, the school that changed the world, in the lurch, okay? And like, and we're not gonna reward them for that, okay? No way. And by the way, like, a bunch of people get paid salaries and don't make health insurance around the world. And like, that's why healthcare is so important for Obamacare, because that means the school and us don't have to pay them, because the government will pay them enough to get the healthcare that they need. So why would we then give them more healthcare when Obamacare already exists?
But Obamacare is like imperfect, and it doesn't, the premiums are
sound like a Republican now. Pick a side, man.
I mean, it doesn't have to be like that cut and dry, that black and white, man. Like, Obamacare is a step in the right direction, but I don't think it's good enough, you know? We should have free healthcare for every single person.
Okay, dude.
And that's one aspect of socialism. And like, I identify as a socialist now, and I'd be happy to talk to anyone out there about being a socialist. I'm looking into gathering up enough money to join the Democratic Socialists of America.
Oh, good luck with that, dude. Good luck with that.
Good luck at making that.
You know why you got Good luck doing that when you have 2-day football practice. But I guess you won't have to do that in college anymore. So congratulations and enjoy like wasting time there, I suppose. I mean, look, maybe we should just agree to disagree on this. All right. Like, you have your opinion, obviously. I have mine, clearly. Like, fine. Okay?
Yeah.
I get, but we can come together, all right? We can come together and be like, you know, at least we can admit that the freshmen stepped it up and the food that they cooked was actually, like, so good today. And, like, you know, that was a really big thing that they did.
I mean, I packed my lunch in solidarity with the striking lunch crew, so I didn't even taste it.
Parker. Jesus fucking Christ.
Sorry, dude.
No, it's fine, man. All right.
Is this
What?
Maybe I should go.
Maybe we should just talk about this off the mic. All
yeah,
right?
I can chill for a little bit.
Yeah, all right. Cool as freshman.
That's I'm gonna say Spencer Troft.
Oh,
I feel weird saying this because I've never even met him, but he does like a lot of collage work for like the Literary Mag and like he's really quiet and stuff, but like his art is like it's like bombastic.
Yeah. So you actually are a hipster, dude. Like now, like no two ways about it. Like you are a hipster. All like right, you like a dude because of his art. You know what I mean?
I mean, I don't know. It's good. Have you seen it? You should check it out.
I'll check it out. No, I respect your taste, if not your opinions.
Oh.
Okay. Well, the guys, once again, thank you so much. Thank you so much for Parker Krill being on this thing. This is Hampton. Hi, you're listening to Hampton McKelvey. We're talking about Rockville Prep. I know it's kind of convoluted, but it's the podcast we made.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Dog. Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original Dog. Podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe Dog. To our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter Dog. And Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.